Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing the first ever Sierra EV Denali Edition 1. With 754 horsepower and up to a GM estimated 400 miles of range on a full charge, it is the Denali of EVs.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Oh,
Good evening, everyone. This is a product of WBNN. This is Informational Guru, and I am your host, Antonia Betts. On air now, coming in from Lagos, Nigeria. To call in, the telephone number is 516-453-9133. Press #1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight's show on Informational Guru by Antonia Betts is titled, We Are Fighting Three Viruses at This Time in the Year of 2022. And as of this fall season, it is called the RSV, which is the more prominent virus in affecting children. The second is the flu, which we are urging as many people to get their flu shots as possible. And the third is still the COVID, the ever-evolving COVID. In different forms and variations. There are suggestions and urgent encouragement for people to take the shots to save their lives and the lives of others. Also in the United States, in 1 week, in about 2 days, the huge election of the Senate seat of both the Democratic and Republican parties is a major issue in a few states, but there is still the Independent Party. Who knows? We encourage you to vote for your future, which may depend on it, as well as the future of your loved ones. And young people, are they voting and their opinions? Also, you would be surprised as to who the people who are issuing guns to the youth and young adults to kill other younger people and citizens. But still, there may be picture than them. So good evening, people. This is the fall or the autumn season with much hope for the holiday cheer and or wishing good cheer and greetings to everyone. The leaves will turn beautiful colors, browns, yellows, oranges, reds, as they die, but they will return green again in the springtime. Remember, the happiness you share with others can be the reason for holiday cheer, and not always the temporary commercial exchange. This is the last day of the year, 2022, of October's breast cancer mammogram recognition. It is recommended that at the age 50 plus, women get their yearly test, but you can start at age as early as 40 to do so also. And there will be more medical concerns for more people to discuss as well. By the way, we know that Elon Musk, also the richest man in the world, has finally purchased Twitter accounts. And they may be considering charging $20 a month for the usage among account holders. But before mentioning that, there are more major crises that will be updated. First, Ukraine's citizens are still being tortured and bombed by Putin's regime from Russian armed forces. Putin threatened that there will be more attacks. He already killed masses of innocent Ukrainian people. Some were not even placed in body bags or empty mass graves. Yes. And the side of the rolled ditches, Ukrainian soldiers who are giving them at least the honesty and a decency to be hopefully contained as their bodies lay there to rot. Also reported by the media, in Seoul, Korea, a huge Halloween celebration of more than 100,000 people were celebrated enough to unfortunately ignite a stampede, which has caused 155 deaths so far reported. Two of them were Americans. One was a student, and the other one, if I'm not mistaken, possibly a medical person. The cause of the stampede to even occur a couple of days ago was recognized and a witness by the name of Emily Farmer, a 27-year-old English teacher in Seoul who was passing through a Taiwan, told CNN reporters about 24 hours ago. It was horrible, she said. Not everyone died instantly. Groups of people were crying, she added. Many victims were receiving CPR and had their costumes taken off to allow medics at the scene to resuscitate them. They were still pulling people out because it was so crowded. The cause for the stampede is still under investigation. That was just stated by myself, because, if I'm not mistaken, the investigation is ongoing. 100,000 people who were at that celebration even had such a massive stampede with 155 dead, and I'm quite sure many more injured. Now, as we go on, we're going to discuss other medical situations, something fairly new that came out in the media. It is called RSVP, and it says here, today's show on October 26, 2022, by Mara Hallman. As the surge of the respiratory virus called RSVP, it is a respiratory virus, which means is going through the inhaling system of your body, starting from your nose and your mouth and then on. It spreads to even more parts of the country and continue to pack emergency rooms and intensive care units with toddlers and infants. Children fighting the illness are sharing their stories to increase awareness of RSV, signs and symptoms. They go on to say someone named Cheyenne Childers, whose 2-month-old son named Ryder was hospitalized overnight with RSV. Called the experience terrifying in a segment aired on today's Thursday morning show. It is a serious illness with him being this young, she says. He doesn't have an immune system to fight off, so I have to trust the doctors and nurses to take care of him. So to pause on that, it gives me the impression that Cheyenne Childers was saying, because the child being so young at that age, 2 years of age, that they still have an underdeveloped respiratory system continue on with their physical development until they reach a certain age or approximate age in their life, like the rest of us. So to continue. So again, on the Today Show on October the 20th, it was said, as flu season gets underway, doctors are seeing an alarming rise in cases of RSV, a common respiratory illness that has left some children in the need of hospitalization. NBC News medical contributor to Natalie Azar, she says, with what parents need to know about the risk and treatment is something that she's going to eventually address as time goes on. We'll see what happens next month. So it says doctors speak out as children's hospitals fill up due to early surge of respiratory illness. Pretty much addressed by the Today Show. These are questions, mind you, that I made sure that was selectively chosen for caretakers, babysitters, parents, etc. Mostly, but not exclusively, for children. And we'll start by asking, can adults get RSV from kids? Answer, unfortunately, yes. Adults can absolutely get RSV from kids. Response to that question. The next question. On the internet, people are also ask these questions and given these answers for the juvenile virus. What is the peak day of RSV? The answer. Well, we say that, but it says it's about around 5 of the illness and often improved about 5 o'clock in the evening. They didn't say it specifically, but from what it seemed like, they often improve about 7 to 10 days. However, the cough may linger for about 4 weeks due to the slow recovery of the ciliated cells. Signs of RSV. The answer, the symptoms. They are runny noses, a decrease in appetite, coughing, sneezing, fever, and wheezing. The next question, how long is RSV a threat for babies? And it says here, people infected with RSV are usually contagious for 3 to 8 days. However, some infants and people with weakened immune systems can continue to spread the virus even after they stop showing symptoms for as long as 4 weeks. The next question, are all babies hospitalized for RSV? It says, 1 to 2 out of every 100 children younger than 6 years of age, or 6 months of age, excuse me. That means they're just evolving out of the infantile stage with the RSV infection, may need to be hospitalized. Those who are hospitalized, incubation, and or mechanical ventilation with the help for breathing. Most improved with this type of supportive care and are discharged in a few days. So here's another question. How should a baby sleep with RSV? Now, especially babies and caretakers who aren't typically known to know what to do, don't panic. This is a suggestion. The baby needs to sleep while the parent is out, or the parents. It says, have your child sleep in a reclined position if possible. This can be accompanied using a wedge under the crib mattress or the car seat. Sleep in the same room as your child so you know if they have trouble breathing right away. Your doctor may order a test for RSV, which is done by swabbing the inside of the nose. How is RSV treated in a child? They suggest more fluids. It's very important to make sure that your child drink plenty of fluids. Also, oxygen. This is extra oxygen given through a mask, nasal prongs, or an oxygen tent. Suctioning of mucus. You know, with the little bulb that usually withdraw mucus from the child's nose. Normally, someone at a hospital can tell you what it looks like. It looks like a little rubber ball with a long attachment that will help to siphon it out. Then there's bronchial defibrillator medicines. So there are medicines to get rid of the bronchitis. Then there's tube feeding that can be explained by the doctor or the medical staff that normally would tell you your information. Just ask about tube feeding. Then there's mechanical ventilation. Ask them about mechanical ventilation as well. Antivirals are probably an assorted type, but that was provided by the CNRSinai.org respiratory organization. Now, regarding the flu and COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus, to be able to have these particular two viruses to be treated, you continue them as have been instructed past 2 years and a half ago, and as normally you would receive a flu shot, which I definitely have one, and that would pretty much be an opportunity for you to be able to survive these things. But the President of the United States, Joe Biden, passed on the information that there are still tests and shots, as well as booster shots available for free. So take the advantage of it while you can still. Thank you very much, everyone. We will just conclude and listen to a wonderful track that will definitely be able to bring the light to us despite all what's going on. It'll be by the international DJ legend, Brother O. Okay, Brother O, thank you very much, and take it away. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, that is by Quincy Jones. And it was a fortunate thing for him to be able to use that as an introduction to a very famous, if I'm not mistaken, 1970s soundtrack that introduced the show in the beginning of the show. And the series was very special in being able to pioneer an assorted amount of subject matters, including minority subject matters in urban environments. And Quincy Jones went on to produce Michael Jackson. Yes, the infamous Michael Jackson, known for his universal sounds that had spearheaded Quincy's popularity as well as Michael's. So with that being said, I would like to continue on, if you don't mind, and to continue. Speaking of continuance, well, there's an election year coming up. Talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly, as introduced in a particular movie track from years ago, if I'm not mistaken, that involves Clint Eastwood. There will be, in 1 week and one day, on November the 8th, 2022, important elections in the United States that will affect not only citizens within a state, but how they will manage its out-of-state relations. In Washington, D.C., the capital of the nation of the United States of America, among, between, and betwixt each other constituent, the newly elect persons will serve. But of course, each candidate's platform will discuss what they stand for, and it is highly advisable for you, I, and everyone else not only to pay attention to the television commercials, but even more important, listen to what the newspapers will have to say. Maybe visiting the office of the office holder who's presently going up for whatever they're going up for now, whether they stay or they will continue on to different pastures themselves, and see what they have to say about not just each other, because you know they're going to point out negative insinuations, but even about what they will represent for you as they themselves find out what your needs are and will be taken care of by they themselves, the elected officials, if they intend to be elected. Watch out about how they plan to spend your tax dollars, how they plan to handle inflation, how they will go about deflating inflation and not increasing our expenses, how they will treat our medical needs, because they will be not only diversified, but watch out if they plan to eliminate needs that are essential not only your health and your self-esteem as you have to go about day to day, because you may be cut short of something that will affect your appearance and or your actual needs. And ask young adults, if you go to college, if you happen to go to college, ask what will they do about supporting your student loans, as well as the Biden administration proposal for excusing the already promised portion, $1,000 or less. And ask about what would they do about what you can do about getting a job once spending all that money in those years and wasted time. Well, wasted if you don't get a job when they go into office. Ask Can they support the already taken care of student loan expenses to be expounded as your situation may or may not present a good job for you to pay your portion? Well, they already have it in plan, but they said that supposedly that Republicans are the ones who don't want it to go through. Well, there's not only just Republicans, just some people in rebuttal. They feel as though that's putting a dent in future monies. Well, there's already been a deadline, a very stringent one, put on how long that will last or up to what point. And do they realize that there are going to be people who may owe a whole lot less because maybe they only went for a small stay at a vocational school that had given up a small amount of money? Maybe they don't realize that some people didn't finish the college degree or didn't go but so long, and they don't owe $10,000 a piece for how many millions they supposedly quoted will be applying for the student loan. Everybody's not going to be claiming $10,000, and there will be some people who may not claim it at all for whatever reasons given. They're doing an approximate tally of what they think it will be, because keep in mind, the numbers are not in yet as to how many people have actually applied. It's an approximation. Some may not qualify because there's a complication that involves the Perkins loans, for example. In some instances, they're not going to be addressed. Or the time frame that a person may have been in college that may be highly unusual that will not allow them to apply. So stop attacking that plan, people, because you don't have any accurate accounts addressing each and every individual. Ask that about those items so you could go forward with your life and vote for those who actually care about making sure that happens. Do they realize you're going to be tax contributors too, which will be able to create the economy to hopefully replenish itself if they stop spending up some of the money on things that a lot of people are not aware of out there? We're hoping to supplement a war at the tune of $100 million. Who's going to pay that? Hopefully the people who will not only get employment by seeking it, but hopefully also by the people, if they can have a portion of their student loans expunged, they can become reemployed and still contribute to the tax system. Someone who wanted to address having the very rich. They didn't just say rich. They said very rich to start doing their fair share. I mean, if you're out there making multi-millions, I didn't say millions, multi-millions, well, you know, some people feel as though that somebody's, you know, getting a chance to escape from their obligations, even assist, even to a minimal amount of assisting the economy. And there have been too many discussions across the board about that. So if that's the case, I would like for you and really, and the younger people, if college wasn't your choice, would you be able to get what is considered a living wage, especially since they already imposed irrational inflation on us and blaming it on coronavirus? Tell the truth, people. Coronavirus isn't guilty of everything. So they turn around and pay $3 or more for a pack of eggs when, in some instances, it was close to a dollar, maybe last year or year before. Well, somebody said that's not the federal government doing that. That's corporate owners and corporate people who benefit from that. Okay, people, if that's the case, this is your chance to present the hard questions, the questions you need to hear, because after all, it seems as if to a recession, we're going into an imposition for people to irrationally inflate the cost of living exchange. So for those who can have it to live, they either sink or they swim. So it's like what that's referred to as a triage. People who are at least surviving, they'll get the proper care, for example, in a medical facility. People who are midways between get the second. And for those of you who may be considered just expendable, or you swim, you die, or you don't get it. You be given excuses as to why you're entitled, or given judgment calls as to why you don't get it. Consider that, please. So minimum wage has been pretty much touched upon. Did you know in 1971, minimum wage was only $1.60? But come on, people, a dozen of eggs are like 55 cents. And that hasn't been as long ago as you think, not unless you weren't alive yet then. Now, I already mentioned a dozen of eggs. Look, $3. It's time for somebody to go on a diet, huh? No, you can't have a chicken in your backyard if you don't have a backyard. So that's not going to help the matter either. And now minimum wage, $7.50, slowly, disproportionately, had creeped up to $7.50 since then. And then you wonder why there is an illegal activity going out here on a lower level of income that people have. Not to excuse it, but just to ask, why is it happening? Ask the hard questions, people. It was asked by someone that I know, what do they consider minimum wage or a living wage? Not a good wage, mind you, but hopefully a surviving wage. And they said, realistically, $25 an hour. That's not as much as you think it is, considering what various other modes of living is about. For example, you can't even live in public housing anymore without telling you, oh, well, you or another person have just enough for you to be able to survive. And if you try to make an advancement in order to work your way out of there, to being there forever, it seemed like towards being able to get a humble house or a reasonably priced apartment, partially due to regentrification anymore. Is it an attack against the people when they feel as though your britches are down? Is that what it is, for them to be able to swiftly kick you in your behind so you have to disappear off the face of the earth? Hey, look, they're getting theirs. What do you think? Well, in general, and other younger people, if you did not go to college, there are going to be other challenges. Fool around and have a child. Do you know the child care issue is a monster about now? They want people to work, but they don't give them the proper adjustment in child care. What's the purpose of working if they can learn how to take from society but don't give people the proper adjustment in child care with reasonable rates and no hopes of advancing in life as a result of your efforts to work and work as diligently and responsibly as the next person. Working is not a privilege. It is a necessity. And then during the process of trying to survive, there will be an issue of fracking, everybody. You're fracking in the grounds, drilling into the grounds, which are robbing us of our Earth's natural minerals and contaminating the air that methane gases spew up because people don't feel as though they have to apply to the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, or any of the other agencies it pertains to. While, meanwhile, it causes global warming, you heard of climate change, and meanwhile, for example, question, well, our waters, the water that comes out of the faucets or out of the most precious streams we used to have, little fish go up and down, salmon even, dying in by the masses. Will our water be turning brown in our faucets and in our sinks as we cook and as we drink? Everybody can't afford bottled water, everybody. I should know. And as we bathe, will the rent still be raised as well as the cost of living to get a humble little house? What the heck should you even want to buy a house for? Why should you rent? Okay, so maybe you should cast us to the streets like they do in California while you work a job out of an office as a social worker, for example, and live in a tent along the streets while they still be gentrified, while you have people still living like that show called The Homes of the Rich and Famous, and you are being convinced that you should work. And then people complain about people who don't want to work. Where can they live? It is so that you cannot even afford food too much more. What, is that a privilege to get the nicer food items out there? You mean we have to be reduced to burger meat and reduced to chicken, hopefully, if you could catch that on sale even these days? We don't deserve it. Is this going to evolve into the haves and the have-nots, no matter how hard? It's not about you earning your way anymore, being judged by merit or your efforts. It's about who can stomp on whose feet. You better get out there and vote, people, because while each political candidate earning a fairly decent pay that will allow them to have a good life for them and their family, think about you and your people and the people you live with, and especially your children. Are you going to be able to live off a basic income while the rent still is raised as greedy contractors come in our cities and people can no longer afford homes on a basic income? It is a game they're playing that we cannot afford to sacrifice our own. Unless you're too lazy to get up, go to somebody's house who you know all they do all day on day is do drugs. Tell them, don't even greet you if they have to get hauled to the ER room to resuscitate them, because guess what? They don't want to even resuscitate themselves to even grab an absentee ballot or have a mail-in ballot or whatever it takes to get that vote in for themselves. Some of you better take into consideration things are getting worse before they get better for those at the bottom, continuing thinking that everybody owes you to vote and let things happen as they are. I've seen some pretty odd situations in the military. I've seen officers who thought they had it made get hit with a very big disappointment and a change in their status. It was ugly. I'm not saying it happened forever, but when it hit them, they never believed time was next. Speaking of next, we have a track next by international DJ legend Brother O, and take it away, Brother O. Well, thank you very much. There was another selection, and I wasn't quite sure, but let's say if it was presented by the wonderful Quincy Jones, extraordinaire producer, singer, I would like to also say to you that we're going to have a caller in queue right now. And we would like to ask if that caller can present their name. And please tell us where you're calling from. Thank you. Caller one, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. I'm caller number one. How you doing, Antonia?
Oh, just fine. Good to hear from you. And I know we have some wonderful things to hear from you. Because after all, if nobody knows anything about getting sick and tired and sick of being sick and tired, it will be you. And how are you doing, Brother Hooney?
You know what? You just made me laugh because, honestly, before the commercial, thanks to Hall of Fame full time, I'm about ready to get up here and start cussing, to be honest. You know, on the real
okay.
Antonia, here's where it comes down to. Here's really where it comes down to. We got away from our core values. Not only did we move away, right, but we got away from our core values. That's being living of, for, and by each other. That's how we survive. And let me also throw this in here, too. We was equipped to survive. It's in our bloodline. It's in our heritage, right? So unlike other people who have been used to having, they're the ones that's going through a great challenge now. When you're talking about a people that I'm referring to, they have survived on beans and rice and some of the most simple foods, right? It wasn't, you know, living a life of luxury with steak every night and all this kind of, you know, 7, 5, 6, 7 course meals and stuff like that, right? Those are the ones that's really, really going to be having a challenge to survive. Now, trying to get us out of that mindset and get back to the core values of living for, of, and by each other. That's how we made it. When we used to be able to cook more than enough, not just for our family, but we had enough to be able to share with our neighbors. Remember what the scripture says? Love thy neighbor as you love yourself, right? That's how we made it. That's how we was able to survive for such a long time. And in order to survive, we got to get back to that, living of, for, and by each other. And that's my sound advice on that. Now, Miss Antonia, look, let me do this plug right quick. I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My show will be coming up on November 17th, okay? And Magic Man's punching harder now because it's time. You know, Antonia, there's a fork in the road, right? On one side, on the left side, we got white privilege, right? And on the other side, we got black. You know, when we come to that fork in the road, which one are we going to take? Are we going to take a turn and keep holding on to a system that refuses to see justice when it comes to anything black or brown or anything that's other than white? Or you're going to be staying in that ignorant state of mind that they want black and brown and other people in? It's a fork in the road.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm sorry. Did you want to have any comments on that?
That was my little plug for my show. But as far as you, I was saying we got to get back to our core values. You know, a lot of stuff that they do don't apply to us, and it's time for us to face the fact. You understand? A lot of things in which they did. And let me speak about this, too, about the minimum wage. You know, that's so 70s Antonio Betts. To get paid just by the hour of all this opportunity that you have to make money now, you don't have to be college educated, and I'm not against being educated now, right? But some of the people who's really making above and beyond is not just getting paid by the hour. You got opportunity to get paid multiple times within the hour or different periods of time throughout the day or night. That's what day and time that we're in now. You get what I'm saying? So it's going to take each individual that's ready to apply his or herself to get beyond just receiving just a little bit when there's so much opportunity in this day and time for people to live and live well.
You know, that
okay?
is very well put. And but continue if you like.
No, I would. I tell you what I will do. I'm looking forward to the day that you come back on my show, or perhaps I'll be a special honored guest on your show so we can really talk about it, because I want to sit in the audience and listen more to what you have to say, and then there might be other callers that also want to add on to what you're building tonight, okay? I love you.
I apologize. That would be wonderful, Brother Hooney. I would love to, only because I know that you're a deep thinker, and we can probably spark a lot of interest and a lot of commentary from other people to want to add to that. So how about this? November 17th, will there be room for me to be present on that show?
Yes, I sure will. I do some advertising, and I add you on as a special honored guest, okay?
Tell you what, it will be wonderful to expound on somebody's ability to see the bigger picture. So thank you. Count me in. And if you catch me on anyone's show commenting, which I would love to do it on everyone's show, but my timing isn't the best. So let me just remind me. I may not even have to have that to happen. November 17th, I'll see you there. Thank you, Brother Hooney. So I'm gathering that he concluded what he had to say. And with that being said, boy, thank you so much. We have another caller in queue. And for the next caller, could you please present your name? And also, if you have a show, tell us the show night that you'll be on. So let's hear all of these brilliant suggestions and ideas. Oh, boy, I tell you, this is amazing. Because I just can't get over the stuff that I hear on television about why people do and don't want certain candidates and the things that come up. Next caller, would you call in, please, and just let me know your name?
Yeah, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? And right now, we out here winning. Old heads.
Okay. The young old heads in your case.
Say that one more time.
The young old head in your case.
Yeah, I'm the youngest old head in America right now. You feel me? So
I'll take that.
So, yeah, you know, like the whole thing about it is I don't really have nothing in particular, because all of these different subjects need to be touched on. You know what I'm saying? It need to be touched on. People need to be a little bit more self-sufficient out here when it comes to whatever it is they want to change. You know what I mean? Where you change your situation within your household first, within your soul first, then whatever all other stuff follows. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then it's like it also comes down to what you pay attention to in life. You know, if you paying attention to what's wrong, then there you have it. You know what I mean? Your cup going to stay half full. You know what I mean? Half empty, as they say. You half empty, and the other person going to look at it as half full. You know what I mean? Whereas, though, you know, and then this is another thing. We don't pay attention to the fact that we stay at a simpleton level of learning things. You know what I'm saying? Where we don't. We rely on information. We rely on the words of other people, other mouths. We rely on the information out of other people's mouths. We rely on the resources and things based on other people's time and effort to research the things. Where we loud and wrong in a lot of different areas and ways, you know what I'm saying? And we paying attention to all the wrong things. You know what I mean? So, you know, because you got women paying attention to all your hairstyle appointments and all of their foot scrub appointments and all that kind of crap. You know what I'm saying? You got same thing with these dudes out here. You know, we know when the good games come on. We know when the good fights come on. You know, we know when the good rappers is coming into town and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But how come we nobody knows how to get along? Nobody knows how to figure out how to manage their money. Nobody knows none of these things. But guess what? All the people, the indigenous people, who still have their land in America and who always had their land in America during the slavery times, before the slavery times, and till now, sitting back watching you complaining, you complainers. Sitting back watching you complainers. Not know who you are. You don't know who your grandfathers. You don't know your great-grandfathers. You don't know your great-great-grandfathers. You know what I'm saying? And again, no, your grandmother didn't tell you that your grandfather was a killer. So a lot of these questions that we asking nowadays is based on the fact that there's questions that we didn't ask still. There's information we still have yet to find. And we so find the first pieces of the information first. Then you'll find the second parts. You know what I'm saying, of the information, which is everybody scattered around. Didn't nobody know how to do nothing. Everything is a economic crisis for everyone. How? When all these black millionaires out here, how? Only people that's complaining are the people who don't know who they are. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying? You know, and this is what we do when we do. When we hear, we find out who we are. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have time to find out who you are, then you don't have time to find out how you're going to do things out here. Check your satellites.
All right. Well, when can we check your satellites? I know you have a show coming up.
Well, check this out. I will be on radar, you know what I'm saying? You know, hovering in orbit. You know, regularly, you know what I'm saying? Not doing no Futurama, Buck Rogers type of things out here. No. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stay in my own orbit, you know what I'm saying? Where I belong and wait my turn. You know what I'm saying? So my turn is this. I'll be on this Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? And we will be checking satellites out here, you know what I mean? Because put it this way, either you're getting your satellite checked, or we're going to have to kick you out of the orbit. How's that?
That sounds great. Everybody, did you hear that? He will be orbiting the Earth, coming from whatever satellite he's assigned to. And if you can sort of decipher what he's trying to tell you, he's making sure you understand. He wants you to know that the reason why many of us can't get along together as human beings is because we don't do what's more responsible we would like to do to entertain ourselves out there. Here we're talking about a recession coming up, but yet and still we're going to the sports games. Yes, we can support our sports games, but how many people have been adamant about supporting what's going to affect not only just the election, but their own communities, their own households? You can have entertainment in your households, but what's more important is the responsibilities that you should have to your family, to your neighbor who cares, hopefully, as much as you do. Because if not, on this earth, there are people who don't mind seeing you left behind, just make themselves going well out there. They will thrive and go forward. You'll be sitting here discussing the most trivial things that don't have to do with anything. Well, it's okay to entertain yourself if that'll help keep you going, but you deal with your priorities. So thank you very much, Clever One, and thank you for reminding the people where their first initial responsibilities should be. With that being said, I can tell you that was delightful information from both individuals. I wanted to say, I did go on Ava's show, and coincidentally, Jerry Petito's, but Jerry Petito had made an impact on the compassion she had presented when she went on a pastor show just recently, mentioning the deaths of some people that came about, people I'm sure she encountered in her travels. And it was very compassionate. People don't offer compassion like that anymore these days, a lot of times. Some do, some don't, but not enough. And I just wanted to mention that was very touching, Jerry. So the next time I hear from you, hopefully I will not miss my opportunity to make a comment on your show like I intended to the night of your show, but even more important, the pastor show when I heard you on his show. Sometime I call in a little late. I have reasons for not being able to get in there. But I tell you one thing, I hear you. And Ava, God bless you. I'm glad to see you survived your surgery. And you keep your prayers up and keep your faith and your hope and your believing people who have a loving heart for not just themselves but for others. With that being said, God bless you all. And I will say we have another caller in queue. Caller, would you please tune in? And I'd appreciate hearing your name. Just go ahead and mention who you are and if you do have a show. Thank you.
Sweetie, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Okay, huh. You know, I tell you that testimonial you gave to the pastor the other evening, it really was so touching. I tell you, I'm not going to tell you how I was taken in hearing. I say that the deaths, unnecessary deaths, because a lot of people, they go through this world without feeling loved, even though they know you love them, but you really feel the blow when they go. So, yes, go ahead, please.
No, this is a God moment for me because I actually was under the weather today and I just woke up and said I was hoping I could get in. And as soon as I got in, I heard you mention me and I was like, wow, God. So I just want to tell you that I love you and I'm glad I got to at least say hello to you. And, yeah, just keep those families in prayer, sweetie.
Well, thank you, Jerry, and thank you for calling in. And I know what it's like to call in at the last minute. That's my middle name just about. So with that being said, God bless you. And God bless the love they left behind.
God bless you, too.
Thank you, dear. And I appreciate you calling in. That was very kind of you.
I love you, girl.
Same here. You get your sleep, please, Sherry. You're a hard-working female. But do what you do best, please. Thank you. God bless you. Oh, when is your next show, Jerry, if you don't mind? 2 days before Brotherhood?
Yes, that's exactly right. 2 days before Hooney. And Ricardo Richard is going to be my co-host, and his cousin has an incredible fashion line, and she's a woman of God, and it's called Hope and Pray. So this is going to be a really great show.
Would love to be able to hear about it. Fashion is something that's uplifting and hopefully you can bring plenty of joy out there to your listening audience and our listening audiences. Look forward to seeing you November 16th or hearing from you rather. Okay. And well, thank you and God bless you and good person, Ricardo. So I'll be listening in. God bless. Next person, would you please introduce your name?
All right, Jer. I want to thank Jer for coming on, Antonia, and doing a great job tonight. You know, before I go into Ngozi time, my last track, Chloe brought some good points tonight. Not like she does, you know, doesn't do for the last almost 10 years of being a broadcaster. But she talked about people having the opportunity to just eat, to just make her way. She also, if you listen, talked about gentrification and people being let out in the streets. You're working as a social worker, and you're on the curb at night. These people have jobs. These people have vocations. You see Legos in your communities. this is an editorial. Come on, I'll say what I said. You see these Legos in our communities and in impoverished communities, and all of a sudden now you can't pay the taxes on your home. Listen to what Tony is telling you guys. This is meat tonight, real outstanding meat. Not porridge, not something soft, something that you got to digest because it's happening. People are now afraid to go to the grocery store. They're afraid to go to the supermarket. You see more couponing on a daily basis now. Serious. You know, and these are type shows that are very, very enriching and studious and a expounding thesis of what is going on in our communities and our societies. She talks about children with RSV. She stepped on my toe because for the grace of God Almighty, my son had RSV when he first was born. And the doctor told his mother and I, oh, by the way, you know, because of RSV, he's going to have asthma. I said, man, Shaitan, you're a liar. Nobody trying to hear what you got to say. Shut up. I'm not trying to hear that. My son never had asthma. My son is an athlete, and he still is a competitive athlete in college. It's all about how you take care of your children and the mentality of your children, make sure that they're fed mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And that's how we should be able to be in our own communities, the same type of treatment. And again, we have cowards out there. And I will say it again, and I'll say it loud, I'll say it clear. You know, things happen. Brother Rooney Barcatoon said something that was deep, man. He said, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, supremacy and ignorance, that's deep. Because now we're at the tipping scale. Many different times in our history, we've been at tipping scales. Reconstruction was one of those, where we had more black voters than ever before after, you know, emancipation. Until 1875, when Reverend B. Hayes became president, and he withdrew the troops from the South. That was the tipping point. 1896, Plessy versus the Board of Transportation in Louisiana. You know, Plessy versus Ferguson. No, we'll have separate but equal facilities. That was another tipping point. Going through the civil rights movement between 1955, the birth of the so-called civil rights movement to 1968, we moved so quickly. We're at a tipping point then when Dr. King was murdered. We didn't roll over, we rolled back. And now they're trying to take the same type of voting rights away, or just simple rights away. Some people might say it started with Roe versus Wade. Okay. That might be a tipping point. Because if they do that, then whatever rights that were amended will they take away? Will they vote in the Supreme Court to say, no, you know what? Maybe Brown versus Board of Education was wrong. Maybe, you know, kids should be separated. You know, blacks separated against whites or what have you. Maybe that could happen again. We're at a tipping point, America, will we roll over to success or again fall back? I said what I said. I play my tracks when I'm the best.
Wow. What a beautiful, informative show tonight from our informational guru, Antonia Batts. And I concur with the show tonight and with Brother O's comments and Huni's comments. And it's just been a great night. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi _ Time and Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned tomorrow night for our original Beverly Nation classic featuring The Boston Chronicles by Jeffrey Sanders. That's tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to our informational guru, the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Antonia Batts.
Thank you very much, Dr. Chinchilla J. I appreciate the commentary. Now, I should also mention, speaking of RSV, it used to be a time the children used to have to worry about catching something from us. Well, it's unfortunate that they may be able to spread something to us again, and it just goes back and forth. So please pay attention to all the things that can affect your health, because after all, we all are in it together, and the children do rely on us. Additionally, about voting, all of you people who I even hear in the media even say, well, I don't vote, I'm not going to vote. Well, I'm not going to worry if you don't vote, but I'm going to vote, because after all, I know what affects me. I know what other people are being affected by, and I think it's the ugliest thing to sit there and allow people to be cast to the wayside because they cannot afford this. They cannot even afford to keep a roof over their head. Hey, I'm going to tell you, public housing is no joke. I crunched the numbers, and from what it seemed like, it is not designed for you to be able to live in public housing, work towards a goal to get out of the pits of being in public housing, and then going to a level that you think you can say, I'm living in a land of milk and honey, because the United States, for I don't know how many decades now, the country's good, but there are people who may not represent you well. Please vote. If you don't want to vote for yourself, vote for somebody else, because after all, you never know who you may need. Today, I needed someone to mail something at the post office. I gave them a little something in order to make that travel, and I appreciate them making their younger relative available to do something like that, regardless of how anybody envisioned this little family. You never know the people on the way down that you meet when you go up and come back down again. And I didn't even have to get to that level to understand that. I remained in my lane and stayed humbled in the eyes of God, because that is the reason why I'm still here. I look at why I'm still a veteran who have not been able to reach out to people who could have been reached out to, because you know why? I cared about the country as well as some others, but there are some people up there, unless you make them care, they will not care. Whether you serve the country or not, let it be said that I understand being hit by the segmentation of families being broken up because the order of the way things were presented, and when you crunch the numbers, And when it comes time to rely on the system, consulting you, when you have the ability to give input on how to make people come out of their situation as citizens of the place they have paid taxes to in the past, as well as other contributions. Oh, you don't want me to go there. So if I'm smart, I'll take my own advice. It's up to you to take your advice on how you would like to approach things in the future for you and yours. Some people are going to be lucky to pay to go to baseball games and things. I would love to, but I can't do it all. I have to start at home first and remember home. Now, I just wanted to say, if I have a moment, in Roxborough District here in Philadelphia, there was a shooting of four kids on the steps of their school following a basketball scrimmage about a month ago or so. Eventually, upon leaving school with their gear in hand from the football, scrimmage they had, four assailants jumped out of a van, and it was caught on camera. It wasn't a good camera photo either, a video camera, while the tape was rolling. They came out with armed guns. Well, guess who unfortunately sold the guns to two of the people who were caught out of the four? It was an unfortunate 29-year-old officer. I'm assuming he was a citizen of Philadelphia as well. A 29-year-old officer. It don't matter about him being 29, but the fact that he's pretty much tainting the reputation of the officers who are proud to do what they're supposed to. He wanted to sell guns, according to the various media reports, to four unfortunate young adults who had a mean streak, just to kill the one child that has been killed and highly injuring others as they came down the school steps from being involved in an extracurricular activity. What is it coming to? Do they need love in their heart? Is anyone at home or in their community expressing to them, well, when you graduate high school or if you get the opportunity, these are the perks we have to offer you for being a good, solid citizen instead of a person who goes out there and commit crimes and kill persons, from being a young man who sold guns and had the nerve to work in law enforcement to misrepresent his fellow officers and or coworkers who try to do what's right. But let it be understood, selling of guns, it doesn't just happen with people who you assume it happened from or whatever, but they're being shipped, guns are being shipped by accident, as reported in the media a couple of months ago, to a school that was meant to really go to a garage, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, everyone, to a garage, an auto mechanic garage, if I'm not mistaken. So don't underestimate people, but you don't have to really be paranoid and suspicious of everybody. Just keep in mind, we have to have an open mind to understand how some of these things can happen. Well, with that being said, keep an open mind, do vote, and be adamant about staying on top of your medical health as well as others, because you'd be surprised. Coronavirus season is still not ended. It has been said on the media that the people who are still suffering from it, because they don't have the money like some other people, the people who are still dying from it on a lower level now when it comes to, you know, crunching the numbers of people who are dying, are people amongst the financially underprivileged. Think about it, everyone. And God bless you. See you in a month, or 4 weeks, actually, close to a month. And November the 17th on Brother Hootie Bakatoon show. And for all of those who have a reason to need a shoulder to cry on, don't turn people away that you know that are sincere, because you never know when they may need to have you available to cry on their shoulder and vice versa. And you could all learn how to be more harmonious in the way you think and stop stealing people's ideas from each other, people. Stop exploiting people. Be able to capitalize off of their ideas, but try to be original so we could stop having reasons to hate each other because someone took something from another. It's getting worse with that as well. We'll talk about that another time. God bless you and have a good evening. Thank you.